know, I've had the hardest time trying to figure out what the will of God is. I mean, I've read a lot of books, heard a lot of preachers, kind of understood that every day I'm supposed to understand what the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God is, and it's hard. So let me give you an encouragement. That's what this encouragement is all about, after all. You know, I think John Piper said best when he said there's really two ways we can look at the will of God. The first one is the sovereign will of God, and that is, it's going to happen regardless of what happens. It would be hard to say that God allows sinful things. That's his sovereign will to allow sinful things. But obviously, if you look at the Bible, then there's a lot. And since the heart of the leader is in the hand of the Lord, and in many instances, leaders did sinful things, you've got to be able to say, well, God sovereignly, it was his will. It was his will that Pharaoh would not let the people go. That's one part of it. But let's look at the other part, the commandment will of God. And the commandment will of God is for us to know every day, every moment, every decision, what God's will is. And it's not some supernatural thing that springs upon us. It's not something that comes separate from us. It should be something that is part of the transforming of our minds, by the renewing of our minds. We ought to have the mind of Christ so that the simple daily decisions that we make are very clear to us. They're not our will. They are the will of God. So when you wake up in the morning and you have not disciplined yourself and you have not taken the time to be in the Word or taken the time to spend with the Lord, which is common for me, then how am I supposed to be able to make an intuitive decision direct from the mind of Christ, the Holy Spirit within me, so that I know I'm aligned with the will of God? Well, let's do this. Start every morning, every single morning, regardless of what you do, go swim, go exercise, drink your coffee. But as soon as you get that fog lifted, start every morning with the one simple prayer that said, Lord, let me this day love you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my strength, and with all my mind. And this day, let your mind be my mind. Let your will be my will. Let it be so clear to me in every decision that I make, every conversation that I have, every communication that I do, email I send, phone call I make, everything that I do today, Lord, please let this line up with your good, pleasing, and perfect will. That's kind of how we will know that we're in the midst of the will of God, as if we really are in the midst of the will of God. Hope you have a wonderful day. This is a Kingdom Company encouragement.